The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of our God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I would remind you that it is helpful to read Samuel in light of what's taken place in Judges. It's right before that. The failures of all the judges are recapitulated in the story of Samson, who is the ultimate failure. Samson is also going to be a bridge into today's readings. Let's start with this example. Samson's troubles begin when he sees his eyes, or the problem. He sees a pagan woman and tells his parents, "Get her for me. She is right in my eyes." In the end of the story, Samson dies with both of his eyes gouged out. He's blinded. And the book of Judges ends with this verse. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now, this is not meant as a positive assessment. Instead, it's a reference to Eve, who did what was right in her eyes. And she ate the forbidden fruit. And if you look at the story, you're going to see those words, eyes and see, in her interpretation of the fruit. And we're going to see the same problem of Eve in the priest Eli. Eli is accused of not seeing the blasphemy and the abuses of his sons, who were terrible priests. When we read that Eli's eyes are darkened, we are to understand it not only spiritually, and not only physically, but also spiritually. Like Samson, Eli is blind. The first two chapters begin with Samuel's mother, who needed a miracle to get pregnant. She's another in that long list of women who need God's intervention. And like all the other children, the birth of her son is significant for salvation history. We hear that while she was at prayer, Eli sits and he looks at her, he sees her, but he thinks she's drunk. It's another illustration that his eyes, spiritual as well as physical, are dim. Hannah dedicates the baby to God. She makes the same Nazarite vows for her baby that were made for Samson, who failed to keep his vows. So Samuel is connected to Samson as well. I think we could say that the whole nation of Israel is in darkness. The word of Yahweh was rare. There were no visions in the land, indicate a distance from God. But there's a glimmer of hope. The lamp had not gone out. And the little boy, whose job it was to keep that lamp burning brightly, is about to be called by God to be the final judge of Israel and a great prophet. Now, when God called Adam and Eve, they hid. When God called Samuel, he responds. Of course, he thinks it's the priest and goes three times before the old man figures out what's going on and gives him his instruction. The next time God calls, the fourth time, the little boy says, "Speak, your servant is listening." Not so clear in the English, but very clear in the Hebrew, is that the word shama, to listen, to hear, is also his name, Shemuel, one who listens to God. And throughout this story, Samuel, will listen, he will hear, and he will obey. Samuel's the one who is sent to Saul, and when Saul fails as king, he is then sent to David. David is a man after God's heart. God's covenant with David, which is recounted in the books of Samuel, will include a promise from God of an heir and a promise of an everlasting kingdom. That is one of the many links in the long chain of salvation history, a history which begins in the garden with the fall and a promise of a Messiah and culminates in the Messiah himself, Jesus, our Lord and King. You and I are also links in the same chain. We, disciples of Jesus, apostles sent into the world with the good news, each one of us is called to be a Samuel, one who shema, one who listens, one who hears our God. Now, if we live in a world where people prefer to do what is right in their own eyes, if we live in a world where it seems that visions are rare and the word of God is not spoken, if we live in a time where it seems eyes are dim and lamps burn low, let us remember the words of the prophets. In every age and in every time, God's judgment days are upon us. But fear not, because judgment is also for salvation. When Jesus came in his ministry, he warned Jerusalem of its impending doom. He made an offer of peace. They rejected Jesus, and Rome destroyed that city. If you and I turn back to the Lord, if we repent, if we listen and obey, then whatever happens in our world, whatever destruction, whatever chaos, we will be covered by the shalom peace of God. The Messiah will abide in us in our darkest day, and he will be our light. So let us leave hatred and violence to other people. Let us instead carry the mercy and love of Jesus Christ into a world to friend and foe alike. Do not be seduced by self-righteousness. Do not be seduced by the desire to blame everything on someone else. Don't be seduced by doing what looks right in your own eyes. Instead, love the Lord and serve him. See what is good in his eyes. Love and forgive and show mercy to your neighbors, friend and foe alike. You and I are not the first to face hard days, nor will we be the last. And in every age, no matter how dark the days, the Lord is always faithful. Let us be faithful as well. And let us not forget, all will be well. And all will be well. And in every manner of things, all will be well. Our God is faithful. Amen.